Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Jesus, of course, speaking of himself. If anyone eats of the bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So I am the living bread. I came down from heaven. It's speaking of his pre-existence. Before Bethlehem, he was in heaven. He came down from heaven. If anyone eats the bread, I am the living bread. And if anyone eats this bread, the living bread, then he will live forever. He will have life. The life here is Zoe life. It's the life that comes from God, Z-O-E. Not bios, not biological life, but the life that's eternal life. Everlasting life, God's life. It's a quality of life, not just the longevity, but it's quality of life, the quality of life that God himself experiences. And he is the bread, and the bread that I give to you is my flesh. I am giving it to you. In John chapter 10, no man takes my life, I give it freely. I offer myself up as the substitution. And I give it for the life of the world. My sacrifice is for the entire world, not just certain individuals in the world, but the entire world. The provision of life is to whosoever will. For every single person who's breathing upon the face of the earth, that is who the provision is for, not a select handful. Verse 52, the Jews therefore quarreled among themselves. Can hardly believe that, Jewish people quarreling among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? What the heck's he talking about? How's this man, he's going to give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and you drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, the quality of life, the Zoe life, abiding in them, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, continues in me. Abiding is continuing. He who continually eats my flesh and continually drinks my blood, he continues to abide in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not like your fathers, your forefathers, who ate the manna in the wilderness, but they grew old and they died. But he who eats this bread will live forever, will enjoy God's life, Zoe life, eternal life forever, the quality of life. So when a man receives Christ as his Savior this morning, he is given the Holy Spirit, and he is given Zoe life, eternal life from God. The Holy Spirit and the gift of eternal life is given at the moment you receive Christ as your Savior. You said, I can't save myself. There's nothing I can do to save me. I can't undo the things that I've done wrong in my life. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Some people have big sins, some people have little sins, but everybody has sinned. I can't undo that. And so the only one who can forgive me of that and remove those sins and erase those sins is Christ, who died for me. Christ, who took the penalty for those sins upon himself and died for me. So a man receives Christ, he gains eternal life. Salvation does not make him spiritual. Salvation, he's saved, but he's not necessarily spiritual, as proven by the Corinthians, who Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 3, he said the opposite of them. You're not spiritual, you're carnal, you're fleshy. You don't act like spiritual men. So salvation, but they were saved, they were going to heaven. But it didn't make them spiritual, but it does give them the possibility, the potential of being spiritual. To be spiritual means I'm operating with divine resources. I'm operating with God's grace. I'm receiving from Him life, strength, joy, and all the other qualities of life that I need to function. So spirituality means I'm getting it from God. I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm operating in God. Carnality means that I'm not operating in God. I'm saved, man. I'm going to heaven, but I'm pretty much getting my way through life on my own accord. Now, as a Christian, if he desires to experience that life, God's life, the quality of God's life, he must daily partake of Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus said, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Daily partaking of the life of the life of Christ. Now, to the natural mind, Jesus is speaking about cannibalism. And that's why the Jews quarreled among themselves. What is he talking about? Eat his flesh, drink his blood. Is he out of his mind? He's talking about cannibalism. That's what the natural mind hears when it hears that kind of verses from the Bible. The spiritual mind understands, because the Holy Spirit illuminates them to it, the spiritual mind understands that he is giving them the formula for a soul, your mind, your emotions, your soul, to be filled with God's life from above. The quality of God's life, the life that God enjoys. God's never depressed. God's never unhappy. God's never frustrated. God's never out of patience. That's because he has a quality of life that overcomes all of these things. That quality of life is offered to you and to me. I can enjoy the quality of God's life. If I'm moping around depressed next Thursday, it's because I'm not enjoying the quality of God's life on Thursday. I'm into myself. I'm thinking about me. Woe is me. I'm being treated unfairly. Things aren't going my way. Things didn't happen the way I wanted them to. My pockets are empty. I got no money. And so I begin to experience me, my life, rather than God's life. If I could experience God's life next Thursday when all these things happen to me, then I can have what? The joy of the Lord, which is the strength of my Christian life. So the spiritual mind knows that Jesus is giving out a formula to have your soul filled with God's life from above, from heaven. Jesus is speaking of spiritual food when he says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. He already said in the 63rd verse, he said, the flesh profits nothing. My words are spirit. My words are life. And he says, the flesh, that doesn't profit anything. Not talking about physical flesh. I'm giving you a metaphor. Eating my flesh, drinking my blood is metaphoric, that you partake of me. You partake of the treasure. Begin to consume the treasure so that the treasure gets into the earthen vessel. And then in turn can be manifested from the earthen vessel. So Jesus is speaking of spiritual food that would empower a man and a woman to live victoriously in Christ. To live victoriously by faith. Hopefully that's the goal of a Christian. I want to follow the Lord and have the power in my life to live for Jesus. And not just follow my earthly and fleshly passions. So spiritual food is what he's talking about, and he's saying if you don't eat my flesh, drink my blood, if you don't partake of me, you will not experience my life in you. You may be saved, you're going to heaven, but while you're here on earth, you won't experience my life, my victorious life inside of you. You won't benefit from a treasure. So if you neglect spiritual food, then most likely you will experience defeat as far as being a disciple of Christ. You'll experience defeat in the details of life. Life will frustrate you. Life will overwhelm you. Life will depress you. Life will discourage you. Life will anger you at times. Life will make you happy when things are going good, sad when things are going bad. You'll be a spiritual manic depressant. You'll be up and down all the time. Every time we see you, we don't know whether you're going to be up or down. Because you're controlled by circumstances. Because the victorious life that you have the possibility of enjoying, you're not. Because he said, eat and drink, partake of me, so that you will have life in you and experience that life. In verse 56, he said, eating and drinking means abiding and continuing to appropriate this spiritual food. So at the Passover, when Jesus celebrated the final Passover he had on earth with his disciples, the Lord instituted a ritual. We don't have many rituals in Christianity. We have two. We have communion, we have baptism. And the ritual is not something that is necessary for salvation. It is something to help you find
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987.